Simon, 45-year-old, ex-sales director of Repit, very well known in the industry.
Yep.
Now setting on a journey to be a consultant to the industry. What's the one thing that you change going forward?
Self-awareness, which probably is no surprise to anybody. I don't have regrets on the whole in terms of there, but if I was to talk about what I wish I would do differently, I think I've been in this now, I can't remember, it's almost 20 years there. First of all, I'd like to have got into it even earlier, you know, because, you know, it's the age-old thing, what I know now in terms of implementing there.
I think we all do.
I deserve to be sacked every single year for the first five years in terms of it. I was very conscious that I hadn't had agency experience, so that allowed that to... I was very conscious that as a young salesperson, that worked. So you've got these twin things there. At the point that I actually realised that it didn't really matter and actually just started becoming myself. And I think the key thing was actually understanding and paying an interest and... You can't fake caring about something else. Once I understood that the people were interested in the fact that I was interested with them, my career never looked back. And you would see other salespeople from all over the place try to mimic our sort of giving a toss attitude there, and it never worked. It was people saw through that transparently.
Because I'll be straight with you, the first time I met you, I thought you were a drunken twat.
Well, you wouldn't have been wrong. But all in the right place. All in the right place. I said, I've never been a drunken twat anywhere that anyone else wasn't a drunken twat.
Yet. And there's a lot of people that have seen you in that position.
Yeah,
you are very a Marmite sort of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Love or hate.
Gosh, who isn't? Jesus Christ would be Marmite today. This guy telling me to eat bread and fish.
But there's nobody in the industry, you know, there's nobody in the industry that you left, you know, you're an equity partner in a big firm, you know, a CRM that basically, there's not much that you can hold a light to it.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, months afterwards, people are still talking about you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've grown to like you as a friend, you're a strange bugger, and I don't believe in... half the stuff that you talk about in terms of your political things, but that's your opinion, my own opinion. But you do care. Yeah. Do you think that's what makes the Simon Whale story?
Again, it's very lazy, but you see, what you see is what you get. And you know, you know, but don't confuse us. Well, you know, I am not drunk 47 hours of the day.
Because I think you're a bit like, okay, putting politics aside, yeah. I think you're very like Boris Johnson. Okay. And a few people have said this to me, where the external persona is completely different to the razor sharp mind that's in between.
Yeah, I think the only thing
because you are that, and that's a compliment, by the way.
Okay, well, yeah, somebody who's got Corbyn leggings, that doesn't really work. Now, the one thing I'd say on that is, but the way we would differ there is, I would say, yeah, and a lot. There's been plenty of people who have said nice enough to say to me over the years. Bloody hell, there's a lot going in there that you don't get at first. The only thing I'd say is Boris is cynical and will say everything else there. You just won't get that with myself.
No, I wasn't putting it that way. It was more the fact is that we see Boris as like a silly buffoon.
Yeah.
But actually, he's got a very clever mind.
I think, do you know what?
You are the same.
I absolutely am, because again, and what it comes
what out, you see is what you get with you.
Well, no, I'll tell you the main thing is as well, is the reason why, and phenomenally, me and the MD used to compete at Reed, because we used to get totals of how many emails we sent the month before, and it was a mini competition to see who'd done it. And, you know, although people would always obviously laugh about, oh God, that's not work. Yeah, you know why? It wasn't work. When I'm working till midnight or whatever else there is, because I saw it as being fun. And when it's fun, I like to have a laugh. And I think that's an absolutely critical thing for it. There was so many... There were plenty of serious people in the business.
There is,
you know, to do it, and that's all well and good there. And by the way, even within Repit, we could pass you over to those ones at the required stage. But the human touch thing, I think, can't be overstated. You can't do it digitally. You can't fake it. And although it seems second nature to people like myself, and you know the amazing sales team, I mean, easily we left the best sales team in the business there, and that's because these people all empathised. And actually, that's the one there is because I've spent a lot of time, because I didn't come from agency, I spent so much more time proportionately listening rather than talking. And I think because of that over the years, it has led to me, even if I wasn't clever enough, picking up a lot of good information.
It's interesting. A few months ago, I wrote an article about all the most conspicuous and well-known firms out there. You know, your likes of your Warren Buffett's, yeah. your Lord Sugar, Richard Branson. They are the face of their firm, and reap it. I've got some big boots to fill from your shoes. But there you go. That these things happen in this world. I wish you well in the future. You are sort of guy that will fall in shit and come back smelling of roses. You're a good friend, and could you promise not to get me too drunk when we meet at the next award ceremony? Because I've got to get a train over, and my missus goes mental when I get drunk on a train.
Like Brexit, no deal.